In this practice, I'm going to guide you through a kind of process that I described in the video, but this way you can just listen and perform the practice because you'll need your eyes closed. So just to start, I'm going to ask you to get yourself grounded. However that looks for you, usually I say, you know, get your feet on the floor, literally feel the earth beneath your feet. If you can be outside and you can feel the grass or the ground, bare feet, it's even better. It's not essential though. So if wherever you are, just put your feet on the floor, sit up straight or stand up straight, and take a nice deep breath. Close your eyes, take a nice full deep breath. And just take a few of those. Feel your chest expand and contract. And now I want you to place your hand over your heart, or you can use your hand to your fingers to simply stroke the center of your chest as a way to bring your awareness down into your heart. Your heart is an actual center of intelligence, so you're seeking now guidance from the heart that has access to information and resources that the mind doesn't have access to. And it's really critical as you're getting grounded, as you're feeling your heart a little bit, and you're feeling the warmth of your hand on your chest. That's a way to bring your awareness to that part of your body. And it's very important now, before you enter this process, that you focus on this notion that you're looking for guidance and that you don't have to do anything about it. There's no commitment to make any decisions. You're just looking for information. And the more you can free yourself of any sort of outcome, the better the results. So that's first. So as you're getting yourself grounded, eyes closed, nice deep breathing, now I want you to take 1 minute and bring to your awareness something you appreciate, some person, some aspect of your life, could be multiple aspects, could be a pet, could be the sky, could be something beautiful. With your eyes closed, just bring your awareness to that thing. Whatever that is, focus your attention on something or someone that you deeply appreciate, that you have so much gratitude for. Make sure there's no static in it. Make sure there's no resistance around it. Make sure there's no complicated feelings. Just a really clean feeling of appreciation. And keep that in your body. Begin to feel what that feels like in your body. If you're not feeling connected to your body, if it's feeling mostly blank, that's okay. Just notice what appreciation and gratitude feels like to you. And try to stay with that. And in a moment, we're going to ask now for guidance on one of two pathways. One pathway is to stay the course on whatever it is you're doing, and the other pathway will be to make a decision to change the course, whatever that is. And before we do that, eyes closed, appreciating, the next step is to get yourself in a state of safety. For a moment, just remember that everything is going to be okay. Whatever you decide, it's going to be fine. You will be tended to perfectly. Your feet are standing on the ground. That is the earth beneath your feet. The earth, this planet, is a resource of endless abundance. This planet gives you air to breathe, food to eat, and water to drink in endless supply, no matter what we're taught to believe. Every part of this planet is a planet of abundance. There's always enough for you, no matter what happens. You will be taken care of. So just remembering that. So your awareness is, I'm safe. Everything is going to be okay no matter what I decide. And I'm in a state of appreciation and gratitude. And when you feel that, when you can actually feel that, yeah, I appreciate this. I'm feeling really pretty good. You're in the optimal state to get accurate guidance. Free from ego, free from distortion. So you're just looking for, I appreciate what's in front of me, and I'm so grateful, and I feel safe and cared for. And now with your hand on your chest, awareness in your heart, you're going to ask for the best guidance possible. And here's how you'll do that. turn inward, and you can even ask out loud of your heart, "Heart, what is your guidance on staying the course?" And whatever emerges, trust it. Just allow it to emerge. It could be a sensation in your chest. It could be a feeling of warmth. It could be a feeling of fullness or even emptiness. It could be a feeling of anxiety. It could be a word, yes. It could be a word, wait. It could be a word, no. It could be an image, a color, anything that comes up. Just note it, remember it, feel into whatever it is, and capture it. So that's staying the course. You just got information. And the quicker you get the information, the better. Just immediate contact is essential. The heart speaks immediately, it speaks subtly, and it speaks powerfully. And now return yourself to that grounded awareness that everything is okay. Return your attention to that thing or person you appreciate. Focus there for just a moment. And when you're there, when you're feeling that appreciation, turn within and ask for the next piece of guidance. Place your hand in your heart, eyes closed, and ask for guidance. Heart, what is your guidance on making this decision? So this would be changing the course, whatever you've labeled that. What is your guidance? Speak that out loud. And then whatever immediately happens, speak that out loud. Sense it, feel it, notice it. What image or information comes to you? And when that's complete, you can open your eyes and just make a note to yourself or make a note physically on a piece of paper about what the experience was. What information did you get about staying the course? What information did you get about changing direction? About making the decision. Now, you're under no obligation to follow whatever the heart said. You're free to disregard it. The heart might not have given you a clear answer, but it might have given you information that is going to help you with an answer. Whatever it is, thank your heart for its guidance. Sometimes it's helpful to even say it out loud. And now take that information and use it. However you see fit, use it and be sure you trust it. If you were in a place of security, if you were in a place of appreciation, if those two states were there and you spoke simply and immediately, you can trust that guidance from your heart. If for some reason you felt distracted, if you felt like you weren't in a place of appreciation, if you felt like you were stressed and you just couldn't get there, come back to this practice another time later and try again. Those are critical states in order to get the highest guidance possible. That's all for now.